Almost like you never left.
Yeah, full circle. Right back.
What's your relationship like with Tom?
We have a great relationship on and off the field. On the field, we just have that rapport with each other. And he knows where I'm going to be, and I know he's going to put it right there. So, I mean, I have all the confidence in him. He has all the confidence in me, and that's a great thing.
Is that coming something back, that doesn't – I'm sorry.
Was it like it never ended?
Yeah. We picked right back up and got out there and got to work and start building that relationship back up again. It's in the hope I can make the most of this opportunity.
What was the experience in Denver like?
The experience, it was good. It was good going there and had Josh there that helped out. And that kept me in his offense, just in a different uniform.
How much gas do you have left in the tank? Everybody keeps saying, oh, these guys are over 30. Everybody's on a one-year deal. How much gas is left?
Still got a lot of gas left. Hopefully we can stop doing as much running and practice. That'll help out. But I'm in shape and ready to go a couple more years.
What happened out there today? Guys, run the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, that's the thing. Perfection. Can't make mistakes. Make mistakes, you're going to take off and run for it.
With you and Dante in Washington last year, did you guys talk about your days, you know, your year together here? And was there ever a mention of, geez, I wish we could go back?
We had a few conversations, especially that we played the Patriots. And that was it. And, I mean, it just so happened that we're both back here now, and hopefully we can both contribute this year.
What's the competition like? There's a lot of faces back there, including you, and obviously some guys who were here last year as well. What's the competition like amongst this group?
So it's a lot of competition, and that just makes everybody raise their game up. And hopefully, I mean, that'll make for the best receiving core to help this team go out and achieve its goals this year.
How's Brady look?
Brady's Brady. he's looking good. He's looking good, and he'll continue to get better and pick everybody else up and make everybody else improve too.
You talked about the competition. How much does it help you that you have so much experience with the offense and with Josh and with Tom?
I mean, it helps out. It helps out knowing the offense, because that's the number one thing. You have to know what you're doing, or else coach's not going to put you out there. So that helped. But, I mean, the competition helps bring out the best.
How do you account for the fact that your numbers have gone up when you've gone on the north side of 30?
Just trying to continue to get better, continue to work hard, and let my play speak for itself.
Is that part of the experience you mentioned? You think you've gotten a better play because of that?
Yeah, you get older and you start learning more things, and I'm just feeling good, working harder and continuing to get better.
When you were cut and you got the phone call from the Patriots, you just smiled. So obviously you were very excited to get that phone call.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the only places I would like to be. I loved it here during my time, and when I got cut and they called, Coach Belichick called and told me that we could work it out, that's where I wanted to be.
Is it, you mentioned Bill, is it just Bill that makes it so special here, or?
It's everybody. Starting at the top, Mr. Kraft. He's probably one of the best owners in the league. I mean, his relationship with his players is like none I've seen anywhere else. And then down to the coaching staff, Coach Belichick, and then the players, the locker room, everything.
How tough was it to leave initially?
It was real tough. It was a decision that had to be made. And, I mean, I wanted to stay. But with Josh going there, that mean, it was like I was taking a piece of the Patriots with me. So I'm just glad it worked out and I was able to